It's Lisa and Pete on this Tuesday, the 24th of October, World Food Day. So grab a bite and have a listen to the catch-up.
Yes. KFC have nine pieces for $9.95 at the moment. Oh, my God. Our friend Alex Kearns visited to tell us about an event on in Perth this week to raise money to help dogs in Bali. If you've ever been to Bali, you'd know that the work of BAWA, the Bali Animal Welfare Association, is making great progress, but they still need your help.
We talked famous feuds after Dwayne The Rock Johnson laid the smackdown to an Aussie guy on Twitter.
And Justin Hamilton reviewed season 3 of the Golden Globe winner, Mr. Robot, and he sung a cool song.
See Southern Plus Aged Care at this year's Have a Go Day, November 1st at Burswood Park. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Now, Lise, famous feuds on 13:33:53.
Not the type that they have with families on Sunday nights on Chelsea.
No, no.
But this is Dwayne The Rock Johnson is in a Twitter feud with a guy who said that wrestling isn't real.
Smell what The Rock is cooking.
Why would you get into a Twitter feud with the most electrifying man in sports entertainment?
Maybe because he's the most electrifying man in sports entertainment.
It's a very good point.
I mean, it's like when a kid does something naughty just to get in trouble. just to get some attention.
And attention it is. But I'm surprised that The Rock actually got back to him, which was the most surprising thing. But yeah, he's an Aussie comedian. His name is Ben Pobje. He was roundly smacked down by The Rock following a bit of a tweet the other night. Dwayne Johnson actually threw it out there. Congrats to my good bud at Real Kurt Angle in his return tonight to a WWE ring. Special athlete and great human being. Have fun, brother. To which Ben then went on and replied, Dwayne, wrestling isn't real. It's time you knew. Which conjured up all sorts of heartbreaking memories for me, to be honest with you, Lise, because I was a mad wrestling fiend back in the day. And the day that I found out it wasn't real, it was a heartbreaking moment. So how could this guy do that? And then The Rock came back.
So, he's got 12 million followers and yet he saw this tweet.
Yeah. How does he do it? It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, someone alerted him.
He goes, correct. I do, in fact, know wrestling isn't real. That's why I said have fun. I also know you can go yourself.
Whoa. Gee, lucky that you didn't point out that brother is spelt with an E-R, not an A.
And then, you know what? You're right. This Ben bloke, he got a bit out of it. He actually ended up telling The Rock about his brand new book that was coming out. And The Rock was like, yeah, sure, send me a copy on Twitter. So his whole 12 million followers and everything have seen that. So pretty, you know, decent day for Ben Pobje and his brand new book. But celebrity feuds, these famous feuds with celebrities.
Have you ever taken one on?
I have never. I've tried.
Really?
I have tried a fair few times I've tried with Malcolm Turnbull.
Yeah.
With the NBN.
Right.
Because I need faster speeds.
He won't answer you?
He does not answer me.
He doesn't have as many followers as Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I know. And still, he does not answer me.
Right. But I can tell you, George Clooney doesn't bite.
I'm out. Did you actually ask him specifically that question, though? Do you bite at George Clooney?
No, I'm joking.
Hashtag please. We would love to hear from you. Now, this may be a long shot, all right? Mm. Maybe a long shot, but we would love to hear from you on 13:33:53. If you've had a famous feud, a feud with somebody famous, doesn't necessarily have to be on
the
Twitter.
Level of Dwayne Johnson. It doesn't have to be on Twitter, but just someone, an identity, you took them on and you had a feud.
You know, maybe you weren't happy with Samantha Jolly's weather report one
how
night.
Could you not?
I know.
We love Sam.
Absolutely love Sam.
But anyone, could be anyone.
We got Sue in Bateman. Tell us about your famous feud.
It was against Boomer Harvey from North Melbourne Football Club.
Oh, you brave girl. What happened?
We were at the casino for my sister's birthday and they were at the Merriwell.
Yeah.
And they had just beaten West Coast over here.
Right.
I'm going to use different words because the words he used were pretty colourful.
Okay.
I said to him, how did it feel to own West Coast tonight? And he goes, it felt pretty good, but we hate Freo just as much. And I just said, well, how does it feel to be owned by Crowley every game?
Ooh.
And, yeah, he told me to go away and, yeah.
Did he?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah, but, yeah, he used very colourful words when he told me to go away.
Charming.
But, yeah.
And did you go away or did you give him something back?
I actually got my photo with him first and then I went back at him and then I left. So, yeah.
Captioned it, sore loser.
Oh, wow.
Wow,
unreal, Sue.
Still,
that's crazy.
Great story to go on with. Yeah.
Yvette in Butler, your famous feud, what have you got?
Hi. I had a little bit of an altercation with Hayley Lewis.
Hayley Lewis?
Leading up to the Sydney Olympic Games.
Oh.
I had a job as a deck controller with the swimming. And, part of our job was to make sure that everybody wore their accreditation with it, like their name and everything
right.
on it.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and she was walking around pool deck and didn't have it on. So I confronted her and asked her to go back and get it, and she refused to go and get it.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, and then she tried to pull the whole do you know who I am thing with me, and I've pretty much said to her, I don't give a stuff who you are.
I know
so
you need
your accreditation.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, good on you, Yvette, because you have to keep control. When you've got that many people at such a huge event like that, there's no time for don't you know who I am.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. We were there to protect them.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Look what happened. 8 years of bad swimming followed.
Thanks, Yvette.
Thanks, Yvette.
No worries. Bye.
Far
breaking
out.
Breaking a mirror.
What is it with the sports people? Just that competitive nature. Oh, yeah,
up themselves.
It's Lisa and Pete. Join us for canapes and drinks and fundraising auctions for Bauer. That's the Bali Animal Welfare Association. It's called Bali Nights Perth. It's happening this Friday from 6 until 9, hosted by a very good friend of the Lisa and Pete Show, Alex Kearns from Houndstooth Studio, who joins us now.
Now, this is a great course. I mean, so many of us go to Bali. Those of us who've been going for many years know the situation with stray animals up there has probably improved a little, but still not nearly enough that it's perfect. So tell us about Bawa and what it does.
Well, Bawa's been based in Bali now for about a decade, and it's run by this amazing woman called Janice Girardi and her team of volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
They have a number of different programs. So you're right, quite often when we go to Bali, particularly being from WA, it's one of our neighbours and our holiday destinations that we like to duck over to, there's a lot of animals that aren't doing very well there that you see, and quite often you don't know who to call. So Bawa have a 24-hour ambulance services just for animals and animal ambulance service. They have animal rehabilitation programs. They do education in schools, street feeding, spay neuter, rabies vaccination.
Yep.
You name it. Anything they can do to improve the welfare of animals in Bali, they do. But like everything,
it costs money.
It does, and they rely on donations and volunteers as well. So Bali Nights is the inaugural event held in Perth through the Perth chapter of Bawa, Bali Animal Welfare Association, WA, and they're having this event to raise much-needed funds.
I know. I think the first time I went to Bali, it was like the late 70s, and there were actually packs of dogs that would maraud around and freak people out a little bit. And we used to say as a family, if only someone could just, you know, like spay and neuter a lot of these dogs and sort of cut it off there.
Yep.
And that's been happening. And the good thing about this is it really has made an improvement. So it shows to work. So it's a great cause to support.
The thing is too, we go to Bali and see dogs everywhere and think, oh, they're homeless and they don't have a home. Because if that was here, that's what they would be.
Yep.
But they actually do have homes. But the level of care and concern for those animals is a little bit different to our domestic pets here, where we have a fenced yard and they're microchipped and we don't let our dog out the gate. They're literally out in the morning and off they go and do what they want and might come back and get a feed if they're lucky.
Yeah.
So Bawa actually generally collars the dogs who are part of the street feeding program and who have been vaccinated and spayed and neutered, so they know which dogs are which. But there's always a bit of work to be done, especially at the moment with Mount Agung about to kick off.
Yeah.
It's quite a dire situation and lots of people have left their homes and, of course, they
left their animals.
And Bawa's going in and trying to give those animals safe haven and feed them and care for them. And obviously their costs are skyrocketing because they've got an added volume of animals that need help.
Yep. Okay, so there's lots of ways to help, Bawa. Of course, I imagine that you can contact them directly or head along to this on Friday night. Tell us how you can get hold of a ticket.
Well, tickets are available online. There's an event page through the Bali Animal Welfare Association WA Facebook page.
Yeah.
I'm really grateful to be the MC. There's food and drink. There's an auction.
I love an auction.
Do you?
Yes, I really
silent
do.
Auction.
Yeah, I don't know, because you never know what you're going to come across. But, I mean, can you tease us a little bit? Surely you'll have a few of your photos in the auction to be able to bid on, and then some of the other things as well?
Yeah, I actually have a really special print in the auction of a puppy called Barley Pip,
who
I met in 2012. She was an eight-week-old puppy who had mange, and she was my first photo on the internet that went viral. Globally.
Really?
Like millions of people saw this photograph. And I framed up one of those pictures kind of as a one-off piece. There's candle hampers, there's pet portraits, there's a lot of generous businesses that have donated different things. And, you know, we do lots of nights out. You can go out for dinner or you can go out to an event like this and have something to eat and also contribute as well.
And like you said, a fun night with lots of like-minded people.
Definitely. And I think the MC is pretty funny.
Yeah, the MC's
fantastic. Making jokes.
It is Bali Nights Perth, Friday night, 6 until 9pm. And as we mentioned, beer, wine, bubbles, finger food, and so on and so forth. It's going to be an amazing evening, and we hope you get there for it. Thanks a lot, Alex. Appreciate you coming in, as always.
Thank you. Thanks,
guys. Thank you.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talk and Telly. This is Justin Hamilton. Talk and Telly.
What are we talking about, the telly?
Well, it's a funny one because the TV series Mr. Robot, when it first aired, it was one of those shows that kind of felt like it was tapping into the zeitgeist a little bit and was kind of looking at you through the television screen and saying, watch out, you have no idea how weird the world is. And, you know, it was a story about a gifted computer hacker who has decided through his own work and with the connections with his friends that he's going to take down the evil, myopic, multi-international corporation, E-Corp. Yeah. And it felt like a complete fantasy. Something that melded the politics of Orwell's 1984 and cast it with a shiny helping of Fight Club. So it was like a parable in the first season. And then America voted Trump in. And then we discovered that Russia helped make the election come true. Mm. And people started rioting in the streets. And the United States of America suddenly felt like the disagreeable states of America. And lines have been drawn between the rich and the poor, the minorities and the majorities, and the haves and the have-nots. And then suddenly in the second season of Mr. Robot, it was like, oh, it feels like you're suddenly behind the eight ball.
Mm.
So weird for them to be setting up this whole storyline that it was almost like the fear of it came true.
Mm.
So, you know, how does satire continue when the reality of the world is so bizarre? The first season won Best Show at the Golden Globes, beat out a whole lot of the big ones, and also won for Best Actor for Rami Malek. And the second season was good, but it felt like it wasn't really quite keeping up with the times. So in the new season, we find that Malek's character, Elliot, who is also our unreliable narrator, he's attempting to fix his mistakes from season two when he hacked into E-Corp's records to take them down. But what he's accidentally done is he's made them stronger because the government's trying to bail them out of trouble. Oh, that doesn't sound realistic either, does it, right? And when you watch Mr. Robot, you'll be guaranteed of watching a show that looks like no other and is back on track and sort of a little bit more ahead of the game again. Malek is wonderful as Elliot. Difficult role to play because Elliot is possibly schizophrenic and he has the alter personality of his dead father. Sometimes it's really hard to kind of know where he's at, but you have to just trust the performance because he's always pitching it right, even if you're sitting there and thinking, oh, that seems a little bit off. And it's like, oh, no, he's the father at this point. If you're a fan of Christian Slater, he's the father. So you get to see Christian Slater in a lot of stuff. And I was watching Christian Slater and thinking, why haven't I missed you more?
Yeah.
I'm so glad that he's back on
TV. He's got away, hasn't he?
You know what? It's an old school charisma, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's old school Hollywood. So I have a feeling, Lisa, you're a fan of Bobby Cannavale?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, he's in the new season. He's playing a character called Irving, who is a character who kind of feels really funny, but also at any moment you feel like he could do something quite violent. You know, one of those characters where you go, oh, yeah, aren't they kind of hilarious? Oh, my God, they killed six people. So I've also become a big fan of Grace Gummer, who plays the FBI agent Dom, who's a smart, charismatic woman who sees things outside of the box, not unlike the main character Elliot. And for those who don't know, Grace Gummer is the daughter of Meryl Streep. And
oh, right, yes.
Yeah, you have to respect her for following her mum into acting. That's like Michael Jordan's son playing in the NBA or Shane Warne's son getting an unlimited plan for his mobile phone. Like, you're going up against the best, you know? So, look, Mr. Robot, showcase on Foxtel Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Two thumbs singing, Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto, domo, 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 domo.
Okay.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. See Southern Plus Aged Care at this year's Have a Go Day, November 1st at Burswood Park.